With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. The conversation of a fourth bridge to connect the Twin Cities now has one less option, according to early consideration of a feasibility study. The report is dismissing the possibility of a Lee Joyner couplet bridge. Under the plan, the existing bridge would be converted to one-way, and a twin span would cross the river in the opposite direction. The study says a couplet bridge would not meet the demands of future traffic needs. Those doing the study say they're now looking back at the original proposed corridor. That plan is to connect U.S. Highway 165 at Fink's Hideaway with Highway 143 at Arkansas Road. A new audit says the state fire marshal's office is falling short in its building inspections and fire prevention monitoring. Legislative Auditor Daryl Papera's office issued a report this morning saying the fire marshal hasn't consistently inspected Louisiana schools, universities, state buildings, and health facilities to ensure compliance with fire and safety codes. The audit says the fire marshal doesn't make sure violations are corrected or penalize repeat offenders to ensure they clean up their mistakes. In a written response, State Fire Marshal Butch Browning defended his office's work, saying the agency has been reorganized and improved since 2008. There's apparently mixed signals coming out on whether New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu will run for governor. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo has more on the prominent politician's future considerations.
Jeremy Alford, publisher of LawPolitics.com, says he's trying to get an indication from Mayor Landrieu on whether he'll seek the state's highest elected office or sit on the sidelines.
The easy answer is no one knows. But the speculation is going to remain until he says one way or the other.
Alford says Landrieu could be motivated to run for governor if a poll shows he has a chance to win, but time is running out to get in because the race is already started.
We've had our first gubernatorial forum. We've had some big events with Washington Mardi Gras.
Jeff Palermo reporting.
The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies the remainder of the afternoon with a high today only reaching into the low 40s. Mostly clear skies and cold temperatures tonight, the low in the upper 20s. This is KEDM News.